T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Joining us on the line, Nick Patillo of Osteria 166, talking about some of the plans for reopening when it comes to restaurants. Nick, thanks for joining us. We heard yesterday the city talk about expanding patios. If you could kind of fill us in on where this idea came from of expanding the patio and how that might help out restaurants in the reopening process.
I think that it really started with just kind of watching what everybody else was doing. I know that happened in Florida, but obviously the weather's a little bit different there. Cincinnati's done a really good job. They have a plan to close, I want to say, 26 streets, really working. It's a lot of different departments and a lot of different agencies working together no matter where it happens. So we're just kind of trying to model a lot of those, learn everything we can from what everybody else is doing, and really, it's situation. Every situation's a little bit different. Every location's a little bit different, even within our city. So it's a lot of work to do, but it's a good start.
Hey, Nick, are we talking about closing streets here in Buffalo or just going out onto the sidewalk, you know, maybe up close to the curb or a driveway kind of thing?
Yeah, I think it's yes is the answer to that. I think it's all of the above. You know, we do have some precedent for closing streets in our cities. For food festivals, for you know, the permitting process, it's actually pretty great that we already have in place for being able to do it. A lot of people don't take advantage of it, and there's certainly for limited number of hours. I think we're looking at, you know, some places would be kind of creating a pedestrian mall, if you will. Some places it might be, who knows, Thursday night, Friday night from 5 to 9. It really is specific to each location. What spaces are there? Is it public space? Is it private space? Are we putting jersey barriers up and taking parking lanes? There's every situation is different.
A lot of this idea comes from the fact that everyone's expecting restaurants to not be able to be at full capacity once that reopening happens. What are you expecting regarding capacity when you're able to open your doors for sit-down customers again?
I think that and recently we were talking to the Lieutenant Governor as a restaurant group, and, you know, everybody's hearing 25% or 50% of occupancy. You know, occupancy is the occupancy numbers already have a semblance of social distancing built in. It's not 6 feet, but it's certainly taking the space, making it safe, making sure there's egress, making sure you can get to the bathrooms, the, you know, the exit doors, things of that nature. So it's kind of redundant to say, okay, we're just going to take the occupancy and reduce it to 25% of that. I mean, 100% occupancy levels for most restaurants means that if it's a great year, you make a couple of bucks. So going from that to 75% reduction of that is just not functional. You know, the like I said, the Lieutenant Governor said they're going to be working with just social distancing. So what's the difference, right? Well, I have a 100-seat restaurant. By just hard numbers, it's 25 people in the space. That has to include staff members. But with social distancing, if you actually take the 6 feet, possibly use some different barriers, things of that nature, you can get a little over, in my space anyways, you can get a little over 50%, which is still an uphill struggle. That's when the idea for the outdoor seating comes into play. We're not naive. We realize we live in Buffalo, and this is very much a short-term fix. But it's a fix for now that gives us a fighting chance, and I think we need to pursue it.
What kind of outdoor expansion are you looking for in particular for Osteria?
Well, for MySpace alone, I Mohawk has been something that we've closed many times, every anniversary party, every meatball street brawl, things of that nature. So it's conducive to not interfering with the traffic flows. It's safe. There's not a lot of pedestrian traffic there. You know, one of the council members brought it up yesterday. Maybe it's Franklin Street on Friday, Saturday night, something of that nature, that's shared. I think that it can't be about any one particular restaurant in any space. I think that, you know, you got to look for opportunities to, I mean, take Chippewa, for instance. I believe it was Tuesday nights they used to close Chippewa for parties. Why wouldn't we have a pedestrian mall of some capacity there where people can walk, it's safe, and all of those restaurants have a shared part of that space? It just makes sense to do things like that. It's not necessarily, you know, what we did before. It's taking the blinders off and going, what can we do to give everybody a chance? And the other thing, it's not just restaurants, I don't think. I think there's an opportunity for other retail businesses to be involved in these, I don't know, call it a pedestrian mall, call it a parking lot, whatever works for that individual space.
I know a lot of restaurants, you've certainly found some unique ways to change your business when it's takeout only, but a lot of restaurants have chose to stay closed for the time being, wait for maybe this reopening process to begin. But even as restaurants are allowed to open their doors with restrictions on how many people can be inside, would this maybe not work for everybody? I'm thinking of, you know, situations where maybe now almost every restaurant you need a reservation for, and that takes away from, you know, sales at the bar for people waiting for tables, things that restaurants really depend on. Reduced occupancy, is this still not going to work for every restaurant around Western New York?
I think that every restaurant everywhere is in some really trying times and has to be creative and figure out different revenue streams. You're seeing it start now, people doing pop-ups all over the place. You know, businesses joining together, breweries and restaurants bonding together. You're seeing it a lot. And, you know, it's the future. I think for at least the immediate future, and when I say that, is it, who knows, is it a year? Completely different world. You know, the way I'm to understand the current legislation is there is nobody at the bar. You can order at the bar. You can't stand at the bar. Well, clearly, and everybody knows that beverage sales are a big part of restaurant businesses. You know, we talked about the reduction in occupancy. Yeah, it's definitely going to be difficult, but there are creative ways to do it. I think you're going to see a lot of restaurants changing the actual experience. I know we're looking hard at what's called a fast casual model, where you order at the bar, order all your foods, you know, same menu made fresh, but you take your drink, you go sit down, whatever indicator, whether it be a number or whatever, and the food runner brings you your drink, and you want more stuff, you go to the bar and you order more. Because we have to, if we're reducing our occupancy by 75%, we have to reduce our expenses. The obvious is commensurately to 75%, which is reducing staff, reducing, you know, how do you do it? Do you raise your revenue 75%? Well, good luck with that. I mean, I'm pretty sure I can't get $17 for a meatball. It's a damn good meatball, but it's not worth $17. So we have to find that balance between lowering the expenses, raising the revenues, and increasing our revenue streams. And it's certainly a tough challenge.
Well, we wish you the best, and hopefully this is one of those things that can work in your advantage, opening up those patios just a little bit more. It's Nick Patilla, owner of Osteria 166, joining us live. You can read more about this idea of expanding patios throughout the city of Buffalo at WBEN.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.